the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
WMFO Medford.
Comb your hair and paint and powder. You act proud and I'll act prouder. You sing loud and I'll sing louder. Tonight we're setting on fire. We're taking all the honky tonks. Tonight we're having fun. We'll show the folks a brand new dance that never has been done. I don't care who thinks we're silly. You be Daffy and I'll be Dilly. We'll order up two bowls of chili, setting the woods on fire. Fix a flat or two.
tubes are doing fine, but the air is showing through. You clap hands and I'll start bowing. We'll do all the laws allowing. Tomorrow I'll be right back plowing, setting the woods on
to me, a name, a map, or a flag I see, a certain word, democracy. What is America to me? I live in a plot of earth, a street, the grocer and the butcher, and the people that I meet, the children in the playground, the faces that I see, all races and religions. That's America to me. I work in, the worker by my side, the little town or city where my people lived and died, the howdy and the handshake, the air of feeling free, and the right to speak my mind out. That's America to me. The things I see about me, the big things and the small, the little corner newsstand and the house a mile tall, the wedding and the churchyard, the laughter and the tears, the dream that's been a-growing for 150 years. Town I live in, the street, the house, the room, the pavement of the city, or a garden all in bloom, the church, the school, the clubhouse, the million lights I see, but especially the people. That's America to me.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm...
Whew. You sure gotta climb a lot of steps to get to this Capitol building here in Washington. Well, I wonder who that sad little scrap of paper... Whew. You sure gotta climb a lot of steps to get to this Capitol building here in Washington. Well, I wonder who that sad little scrap of paper is.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. and I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the capital city. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
Gee, Bill, you certainly have a lot of patience and courage.
Well, I got this far. When I started, I wasn't even a bill. I was just an idea. Some folks back home decided they wanted a law passed, so they called their local congressman, and he said, "You're right, there ought to be a law." Then he sat down and wrote me out and introduced me to Congress, and I became a bill. And I'll remain a bill until they decide to make me a law. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I got as far as Capitol Hill. Well, now I'm stuck in committee, and I'll sit here and wait while a few key congressmen discuss and debate whether they should let me be a law. How I hope and pray that they will. But today I am still just a bill.
Listen to those congressmen. Is all that discussion and debate about you?
Yeah, I'm one of the lucky ones. Most bills never even get this far. I hope they decide to report on me favorably, otherwise I may die.
Die?
Yeah, die in committee. Oh, but it looks like I'm going to live. Now I go to the House of Representatives and they vote on me.
If they vote yes, what happens?
Then I go to the Senate and the whole thing starts all over again.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And if they vote for me on Capitol Hill, well, then I'm off to the White House where I'll wait in a line with a lot of other bills for the president to sign. And if he signs me, then I'll be a law. How I hope and pray that he will. But today I am still just a bill.
You mean even if the whole Congress says you should be a law, the president can still say no?
Yes, that's called a veto. If the president vetoes me, I have to go back to Congress and they vote on me again, and by that time you're so old.
By that time, it's very unlikely that you become a law. It's not easy to become a law, is it?
No, but how I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
He signed your bill, now you're a law.
Oh, yes!
Now you and four friends who join the Army together can live, work, and see Europe together. We'll guarantee it.
Be all that you can be.
See your Army recruiter today.
Because we need you in the Army.
Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Happy July 4th, everyone. My name is Chris Earle. Here with you till 7 p.m. It's time travel. ...617-627-3800 is request line, or 855-915-WMFO. Is John Cougar Mellencamp, or was John Cougar at the time, or was Mellencamp, or as I like to call him, Melon Balls.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. And beat up cars with guitars and drummers go. Dreams in their heads and very little money in their hands. Some are black and some are white, and they ain't too proud to sleep on the floor tonight. The blind faith in Jesus, you know that they just might. Rockin' in the USA. Hey! We'll be right back.
voices from nowhere and voices from the larger town. Build our head full of dreams and turn our world upside down. There was Frankie Lyman, Bobby Fuller, Mitch Ryder.
They were rockin'.
Jackie Wilson, Shangri-La's young rascal.
They were rockin'.
Spotlight on Martha Reeves. Let's don't forget James Brown. Rockin' in the USA.
You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle, only on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
The election of 1800.
Can we get back to politics?
Please.
Yo. Every action has its equal opposite reaction. John Adams shat the bed. I love the guy, but he's in traction. Poor Alexander Hamilton, he is missing in action. So now I'm facing Aaron Burr with his own faction.
He's very attractive in the North. New Yorkers like his chances.
He's not very forthcoming on any particular stances.
Ask him a question, it glances off. He obfuscates, he dances.
And they say I'm a Francophile. At least they know I know where France is.
Thomas, that's the problem. See, they see Burr as a less extreme you.
Nah.
You need to change course. A key endorsement might redeem you.
Who did you have in mind?
Don't laugh.
Who is it?
You used to work on the same staff.
What?
It might be nice, it might be nice to get Hamilton on your side.
It might be nice, it might be nice to get Hamilton on your side. Talk less. Smile more. Don't let them know what you're against or what you're for. Shake hands with him. Charm her. It's 1800. Ladies, tell your husbands, vote for Burr.
I don't like Adams.
Well, he's gonna lose. That's just defeatist.
And Jefferson?
In love with France.
Yeah, he's so elitist.
I like that Aaron Burr.
I can't believe we're here with him.
He seems approachable. Like who could grab a beer with him?
Dear Mr. Hamilton, your fellow Federalists would like to know how you'll be voting.
It's quiet up to
Dear Mr. Hamilton, John Adams doesn't stand a chance, so who are you promoting?
It's quiet up to
Jefferson or Burr.
Jefferson or Burr, we know it's lose-lose.
Jefferson or Burr.
Burr, sir.
Alexander.
You've created quite a stir, sir.
I'm going door to door.
You're openly campaigning.
Sure.
That's new.
Honestly, it's kind of draining.
Burr.
Sir.
Is there anything you wouldn't do?
No, I'm chasing what I want. And you know what?
What?
I learned that from you.
If you had to choose, if you had to choose.
It's a tie.
If you had to choose, if you had to choose.
It's up to the delegates.
If you had to choose.
It's up to Hamilton.
Yeah. The people are asking to hear my voice. But the country is facing a difficult choice. And if you were to ask me who I'd promote, Jefferson has my vote. I had never agreed with Jefferson once. We have fought on like 75 different fronts. But when all is said and all is done, Jefferson has beliefs. Burr has none.
Well, I'll be damned. Well, I'll be damned. Hamilton's on your side.
Well, I'll be damned. Well, I'll be damned.
And you won in a landslide. Congrats on a race well run. I did give you a fight. Uh-huh. I look forward to our partnership.
Our partnership
as your vice president.
Yeah, right. You hear this guy? Man openly campaigns against me talking about I look forward to our partnership.
It is crazy that the guy who comes in second gets to be vice president.
Ooh, you know what? We can change that. You know why?
Why?
Because I am the president. Burr, when you see Hamilton, thank him for the endorsement.
Somebody told her that there was a place like
We're back, and now we come to the all-important part of our competition here in the Miss America pageant 1973. As you know, each girl, from Miss Alabama right on down through Miss Wyoming, will have to answer a series of short questions for our viewers and for the judges. Of course, each of the girls' answers will be judged according to the size of their breasts. And here comes our first contestant now, Miss Indiana, Sophie Pauls. Sophie, how do you feel?
Oh, I'm very excited.
Just kidding, Sophie. Now let's get down to the first question. I want you to listen closely and think carefully. Are you ready? Okay. Who was buried in Grant's tomb? That was just to loosen you up, Sophie. We just wanted you to feel a little more at ease here. I could tell you were a little nervous, and of course, that's an old joke. Of course, Grant was buried in Grant's tomb. So let's go on to the first of our important questions, Sophie. We want you to answer with grace and with poise and with dignity, if you please, by simply raising your skirt. Just kidding again, Sophie, trying to get you more at ease. Now, Sophie, here's the question. A man with three oranges walks up to a man with two apples. He pulls out of his hat one orange and throws it at the car next door. The man with the two apples looks back at the man with the two oranges now and says, "Where is your orange?" The man who once had three oranges says,
"I don't know."
I don't know. Very good, Mary Ellen. We're very happy to have had you here, and we'll see you after the show. Now let's move on to our next contestant from Puerto Rico, Mrs. Carla Calla. And isn't she a lovely, dark young lady? Carla, how do you feel tonight?
Oh, I feel very wonderful tonight.
Well, Carla, you look just wonderful. And what is that on the top of your head, Carla? Is that hair?
No, that's my crown from my home state.
That's your crown. Well, Carla, this, of course, is a rare occasion for us to have a black contestant on the show. And we just thought we'd bring you here because, well, we want the whole country to see that we do use black people on the show. Okay, Carla. Now, here's your first question. If President Nixon said to you, "Carla, I don't like you," tomorrow, on the Senate floor, in front of thousands of other Negroes, what would you say?
I would say that's okay because I have enough love for both of us.
Well, Carla, you certainly do have enough love for both of us, and I really thank you for being here. And let me just get my hand out of there. Okay, thank you, Carla. Thank you. Okay, Carla Calla. Now let's get our next contestant down here, and it's Mr. Missouri. Mr. Missouri, Mr. Peter Calla.
Traveling light today in the eye of the storm.
the eye of the storm. Home to a new and a shiny place. Make our bed and we'll say our grace. Freedom's light burning warm. Freedom's light burning warm. Everywhere around the world, they come to America. Every time that flag's unfurled, they come to America. Got a dream to take them there. They come to America. Got a dream they come to share.
Dixieland. little baby, don't you cry. You know your daddy's bound to die. Trials, Lord, soon be over.
Thank you. nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough riding, fighting Yankee man. I love mom and apple pie and the freedoms that we all enjoy across this beautiful land. I worked hard and I'd fight hard for the old red, white, and blue. And I'll die a whole lot harder if it comes to where I have to. I'm a flag-waving, patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. And when I see old glory waving, I think of all the brave men who have fought and died for what is right and wrong. And when I see old glory burning, my blood begins to churning, and I could do some fighting of my own. I don't believe in violence, I'm a God-fearing man, but I'd stand up for my country just as long as I could stand. 'Cause I'm a flag-waving, patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. Nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. And I enjoy the liberty of being what I want to be and achieving any goals that I can. I was taught to turn the other cheek, but Teddy used to say, walk soft and pack a big stick, but never walk away. And I'm a flag-waving, patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. And when I see old glory waving, I think of all the brave men that have fought and died for what is right and wrong. And when I see old glory burning, my blood begins to churn, and I could do some fighting of my own. 'Cause I love all my brothers and we're proud of our birth. We've got the greatest country here on God's green earth. And I'm a flag-waving, patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a wonderful evening of theater and picking up after yourselves. We begin with a tribute to our lesser-known presidents.
We are the mediocre presidents. You won't find our faces on dollars or on cents. There's Taylor, there's Tyler, there's Fillmore, and there's Hayes. There's William Henry Harrison.
I died in 30 days.
We are the adequate, forgettable, occasionally regrettable. Here, take your presidents up with you.
Happy July 4th, everybody. Time Travel's here with you next week. Enjoy your 4th. We'll be back on the 6th. I'm going to leave you with Tchaikovsky with the 1812 Overture. This has got the cannons in it. Be careful if you got any pets around. Your mom doesn't like loud noises. The neighbor gets mad when you have music on. Cats may panic. You may wake up in the middle of the night and shout. But here it is. Happy 4th, everybody. See you next week.